I'm Karen Howe, and Pam and I have been teaching Sunday school together. And we've got the kids just really excited with things that we were doing. And we started out with just two grades, the fourth and fifth grade together. And so we could start really working with some different, with some issues. And we took the issues of peace, hope, and justice and wrote kind of our own curriculum. The thing that worked real well for us was that we were there together every Sunday, all year long. So we developed a relationship with these kids. We were two people that vowed that we'd never teach Sunday school, being that we were teachers all, you know, during the school year. We were not going to teach Sunday school. We decided we better try it for 3 weeks.
Well, then it Karen went to 6 weeks. We started. Karen said, Pam, we're going to teach Sunday school.
And I had these ideas, but I didn't know how to do everything. I knew Pam, being an elementary teacher, knew how to do everything. So I enlisted Pam to help me to create this exciting curriculum and being able to carry out all these plans. So that's me. I teach elementary PE during the regular school year, and we love to be at Holden Village. And it was Holden Village that gave us the idea of what we wanted to do with peace, hope, and justice. It was by being up here with people during Rainbow Week. It got us started.
Okay, I would like to start out with brainstorming our adult concepts of peace, what that means to you, and maybe we'll compare it and talk a little bit about it at the end of our session, as well as I'd like for you to think about what we said here and thought about after the children's Vespers Thursday night, and do a little comparison in your mind and just see how close you came. I'd like to see if you came to the high level of thought processes that the kids are coming from. How do you like that? To adults, huh? Okay, so our concept of peace, we're speaking globally, and if anybody's brave enough to start and give us some input. It could be a word or phrase. I really don't want sentences.
Everyone getting along.
Okay.
Responsibility.
Okay, if there's anything we want to add to it later or as you walk out the door, feel free. A quick synopsis from yesterday for the people that came. If you did come to our presentation yesterday, could you raise your hand just so I can see, get an idea? I forgot to bring our synopsis of our brainstorming to tape it up, but whatever we do here, we'll put up Thursday night. We talked a little bit about how Karen and I got going, and Karen really presented most of that. Our discussion was our goal, how to get kids to come to Sunday school, what turns them on. What we discovered, basically, the curriculum that's out there, whatever that is, wasn't necessarily cutting it.
That is pretty good.
Well, especially once they get into fourth grade. And you know, fourth and fifth grade level is when they start dwindling, and we wanted to go strong in fourth and fifth grade because we knew we had confirmation coming up, and we wanted our kids actively. And it's so frustrating to have to fight with kids to get them to church and Sunday school on Sunday mornings, because if there's something else going on, if there's a choice to make, a lot of times church loses out with kids, and that's our family is just not an option. And so we wanted they wanted to go happily and to be excited about it.
Yeah, and some days are always better than others. You know, the reality of that is, and Karen and I teach skiing all day and Saturday, and sometimes it's pretty darn tough to get up Sunday morning. But what we ended up doing, our goal was to get kids to come. Another one of our goals, real quickly, that we stated yesterday, and I don't want to bore the people that were there. Are you bored, Cindy?
Yeah.
Okay. to say, hey, kids, you're a part of the church community, too. You can get up and be a part of that service. And then letting them, teaching them those skills. How can they be a part of the service? How can they manipulate a part of the service, so it's hands-on. And that became lots of presentations through poetry, music, drama. Karen and I gave them a skeleton, a thematic approach. We gave the theme on peace, hope, and justice. It started out with hope and justice and added on to peace. We sent newsletters home to parents to let people know kind of what's going on. We wanted to start some kind of a communication. It's the hand-in-hand newsletter. What can I say? Anyway, the kids designed their own logo, Jesus Live, and when I find a picture, I'll show it to you. They published books. They published poetry around Bible verses. They did not, they were not asked to memorize a verse. We did not rip up dittos and say, fill in the blank. And as a teacher, I personally can't stand that. I don't teach that way anyway. We wanted them to take ownership of the curriculum and design it. But we did not, we're not like, okay, a free-for-all, what do you want to do? We did provide the beginning, the start, from what where Karen and I were coming from with the concept of peace, hope, and justice on a world, on a global basis, and with our backgrounds and other things that we were involved in. And I think, and we brainstormed, what did people think would get kids there? What do you want to see in a Sunday school program? We will post those, and I'm sorry I didn't bring them, but a couple of things that people mentioned was, well, music, hands-on, art, help me, some people that were there.
Projects.
Projects, yeah. Mm-hmm. That it was exciting. Treats. Food talks, you know, what can I say? Okay, so, and somebody, in fact, there's about three of you that are here that came up to me yesterday and said, you know, I didn't get to come, but isn't it pretty scary starting out like that? And yes, it is. And I think that's really natural. It's like, oh, where's this gonna go? And what am I gonna have to do? Yes, it is. You have to be a good coach and know how to coach them through that. But you have to teach the kids the skills of how about taking ownership and responsibility of their learning. Just like in a classroom, why can't it be that way in Sunday school? And I've gone through a lot of Sunday school curriculum on the shelves. I go into the good news and the, and I'm not putting down everything because I think it's nice to use a lot of it as enrichment. It's wonderful for enrichment. But what about the kids and their language and their vocabulary and their thought processes from where they're coming from? That was our premise and that was our basis. Anything you want to add to that, Karen? Okay. So we designed a format of getting kids hooked on Sunday school. Our focus was peace, hope, and justice. We centered a lot of our concepts around several Bible verses. Matthew 5 verse 9, Ephesians 2 verses 24. We took the Pope, we took Martin Luther King. Notice how I got away from it all of a sudden. But we felt that we had to take those verses and say, well, who else said that? Who else felt that way? And apply it to real life situations. Well, how does it apply and how is this applicable to your everyday life? Okay, we did a lot of diagramming and our diagramming would be in the form of Venn diagrams. So we would was to do some comparison charts. And I was thinking that it might be interesting for some of us, if you wouldn't mind if we took 6 minutes, to break up into small groups and complete a Venn diagram. I'd like for you to compare the concept peace to something else, and your group can choose whatever that something else is, something of the opposite of peace. You know, the kids in class come up with war, and you may want to do that, and you may want to come up with something else. I'd like to do with the whole group something very typical of what we did, then I'll work into Salishan.
Okay. We chose to contrast conflict with peace. And it didn't take much discussion for us. Somebody just threw out the word conflict, and I think that for us it just sort of epitomized the opposite. And in a broader sense than perhaps war, because there are different kinds of conflicts between people. So we listed several things that were already up on the board under peace, but I think a couple of the new ones were honor, cooperation, community, inclusion. We put under peace, under conflict, self-centeredness, fighting war, violence, distrust, suspicion, paranoia, revenge, accusation, hate, exclusion, and ignorance. Negative cycles also, and how conflict and violence tend to sort of feed off a cycle of negative interaction. And I think that we understood this common area properly when we tried to think about ways that peace and conflict how conflict could become resolved to peace. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
But we talked about using discussion, compromise, diplomacy, testing, willingness, apology, promise, hope, forgiveness, and knowledge as ways to resolve conflict and move towards peace.
I really liked what you said, because what brought to my mind is that sometimes the process has to become very painful for that peaceful outcome, and that is conflicting. Okay. How about O'Hare, and we'll just start.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Who would like to go next? We don't have to go in an order, or if people like to be orderly. Okay. Okay, Allie's group, okay.
Those things that are in the middle, that apply both to violence and both to peace. And then we kind of wrapped up example for the center, that violence and peace both take people. And with people, you could have people who hate or people who love. Okay, and then the next is emotion, both on both sides is emotion. And you can have abuse or caring. And for an attitude, they both require communications, they both require a state of mind and a choice and cooperation. And both sides is joy, unity, and then the other one is cursing and so on. So that's how we did it.
Yeah.
That's
great.
You did all this, you told me to skip.
Well, we did a similar thing, but we didn't get as far. We took peace and chaos, and we did harmony and discord. And the one that we found that had a common element was under peace we put high self-esteem, and under chaos we put low self-esteem. And the common ground is the sense of self. The concept of oneself is what is common to both sides. So it's the same idea, but they got a lot more.
But that's the issue. No, this is very high level stuff.
We have lines that go back and forth.
No, this.
Are you for real?
Are you kidding? No. You said something. I thought, I was reading, I didn't have my glasses on. I thought it said cooperative. I think sometimes chaotic situations have to be highly structured and cooperative. So I almost thought that's what you put in there. I thought, boy, that is dynamite.
Well, we had peace and discord, and we basically went back and forth there with opposites. These were self-centeredness, uncooperative, stagnation, over careless, the opposite, growth, generosity, wisdom, creativity. In the center were things that we thought both sides had in common, or were seeking: freedom, contact, knowledge, tradition.
We chose peace and anger,
unconditional love right here, and over here some conditional love. Abuse over here under anger, trusting, cooperative, tenderness, cutting limits over here. And of course, people in the middle.
What we just did with you is what Karen and I would do in a Sunday school class. And some of the things that came up, here's one on Jesus now and then. Now this looks simple, and you know, you may say, well, oh, I only got three things or something. It's powerful stuff when we come up and comparing something. You know, we're not writing whole sentences, and to me, sometimes coming up with one term or a small phrase is more difficult than writing out a whole sentence and trying to, you know, you need to state it very clearly. The kids, this is one of the outcomes from a session, was Jesus now and then. Jesus then, blind, con, shoppers, paupers, sick, open markets, tax collectors, abusers, crude, and disciples. Jesus now, helping out on Capitol Hill, homeless, drug users, poor areas of cities, helping jobless, helping everybody, blending in, still helps people. Jesus is through people, was their likeness. Another van came out of our presentations that we've done. I guess the root of it is the Martin Luther King celebration of birthday to death to the Children's Crusade, but also through a lot of things that we found in the Bible, through some of the, and what the Pope was saying, and a lot of issues that we, that came out of our classroom. Injustice and justice. Oh, wait a minute. I picked up one that wasn't completed. Hold on. Karen will have a fit. I'll get a lot of stuff. Oh. Okay. Okay. Well, I'll use this as a skeleton for now. Segregation, discrimination, low pay, that's injustice. Education for some. Justice is integration, equality, fair pay, and education for all. We have some more in and around here. What might come out of this is some writing. And we might go through, I have to tell you, we call our friend Ted Johnstone for all of our Bible verses. Ted, help. Anyway, and Ted is our saint, and he gives us the verses. We take it into our classroom, and Ted knows what Karen and I do. And we will have the kids write from that, or do more comparisons, or Maslow diagrams, or anyway, and we'll have book publications come out of that. We did concrete poetry, and then we published the book so everybody has a copy. Our goal was for kids with this to get out of themselves and to touch their lives somehow with what is said in the Bible, with what leaders say, significant others around them, people that are our models, whether they're, you know, the Pope or whether it's our parent or a friend, and somehow come out of our sheltered lives and do something with it. And I'm going to let Karen embellish that.
Slide?
Yeah.
Watch this.
Lead to the slides.
Okay. What we're going to do is just some things that we started out that first year with. And we started out very small, and then we started getting the kids used to being in front of people. And then we went over to the Salishan Lutheran Church. We have some people here, and you'll recognize some people. And what the kids, loved going there. The Salishan Lutheran Mission, it's in Tacoma. You've seen these shirts, part of Pastor Ron's blog.
You saw the shirt. And
so he said, but they're wonderful. But we live in a very sheltered community, and everybody is There's no multi-ethnic backgrounds in Gig Harbor. And that way our kids are really deprived of getting to know other people and other cultures. And so what we did, Ted Johnstone, our friend, works over at Lister School. And he kind of got it set up so our kids could meet some kids in Tacoma. And so we set up an exchange with them.
Yeah. That's grown. We took with us a peace quilt, and that kind of came out of one of my ideas that I've sent peace quilts to Soviet Union and peace scarves to East Berlin. But this was, we made a peace quilt, but the peace quilt wasn't just to take over, it was, the peace quilt was for us and was an outcome of what we had learned, and that was through a process. You see cute little things that we've done, but understand that just doesn't happen. Okay, and they're not filling out dittos, they're doing the work, but they get it then. And we did a peace quilt and we took the altar to Salishan.
We moved it, we built a new, our congregation church. Built a new church, and so with the new church they had, former church member had made us a new altar for the church that would go in there. So we had this altar, and so the kids took it over to the church, and we'll show you the slides of that. And we've got this.
Yay for our side.
Yeah. And the kids, it was really cute. The kids felt so good about themselves by going over there and being able to do it, to do what they did.
Oh, and in the slides you'll see, are you going to talk through the slides?
You can. If anybody has anything to add,
and you want to stop.
Our friends, LaSharon and Norma and LaSharon and Corrine and Rose, if you have anything you want to add, feel free.
We took, when I first came to Holden, I met the cronies from Germany. Okay, there's our.
Oh, I get some lights off.
Okay,
this is the top button.
Okay, I met the cronies from Germany, and they were passing out peace scarves that they had sent to East Berlin. So we had the kids make peace scarves, and it wasn't it like our second or third time over there? I don't think it was the first time. And it was just healthy. It was fun. It was enriching for on both sides. This was not a one-sided show here at all. That's not what it was. Okay, there.
Yeah. Okay. Now, we've got our peace things. We've got peace here. Let's see what the kids came up with. Breaking out of war, calm, caring, freedom, no war, loving, liberty, happiness, justice, sharing, handshaking, compromise, negotiate, discuss problems, discuss solutions, agree, people, treaty, communicate, peace, lovable, truce, friendly. Then they made some pictures, then they worked in groups to decide what peace looked like.
So it was also cooperative learning and a cooperative skill working together.
How did you actually do the scarves and the quilts?
We'll show you.
I'll show you.
Now here we have, there's Pam and Ryan. Happy are those who strive for peace. They shall be called the people of God. And for Christ himself has brought us peace by making Jews and Gentiles one people. And your post is there. Some kids just working together, and they were just always, they were showing these, view these slides just because they were into doing what they were doing.
Oh, and this in the background is something I picked up, and I don't know if I can't find it anywhere anymore. But it was just children from all over the world, and on the back it tells how they celebrate Christmas. So we used it just as, and it's in the center of it, it says peace on earth. It's like a giant pop cutout poster. I'm sure some of you have seen it. But we used that as one of our visuals and as one of our study guides.
Okay, this is very good. They were just working together to go through some of these pretty fast. And we just set those outside.
We made center boards and had them on display. So the congregation came in and went into church, they had to look at them.
I mean, you look at their heads together, and they were into this. Okay. Some of mine were so bad. Just working around. I think they were working at poetry on that one. Peace on earth. And they wrote out sentences on that. Peace is not going to war. Peace is a compromise and not arguing. But they made some statement. I think I have oh, this is where they were working on their piece. Oh, okay, this is, we can go back into how they've made their piece quilt.
Oh.
Because they have fabric crayons, and they first of all wrote it up, did it on a piece of paper.
What I did was I took, and our class is presenting a piece quilt to Holden on Thursday night. I'm probably not supposed to tell you that. That means when you hear a sewing machine going about midnight, when it's not open up sewing. But anyway, they draw a real simple picture, and I give them a square, and then you turn it over and you trace it backwards and color it in fabric crayon, and then I iron it on. So that's all it is. This kind of looks like, or it gives you an idea. We had big squares. Our square is going to be smaller now. See, and you can see how they're all colored backwards. Okay.
How did you do that? You had them draw?
You take a piece of paper, just a plain piece of paper, and cut the size you want, and I frame it so they don't go on the edges because, after you sew the seam up. And I ask them to draw real simple pictures, because if you get detailed, by the time you press that crayon on, it kind of runs in. So real simple. And it was an outcome of a whole lot of this stuff, publications, and the piece quilt was like a synopsis. Okay, and then you have them put it up on the window and trace it backwards, because some of them write piece or they want to write hope, and then they color the backwards side, so when you iron it on, it comes out right.
Well, this was one of our first presentations. They're all kind of, and I'm sorry, the slide came out kind of dark there. And there's some. That's kind of pretty poetry there. Oh, they're starting to work on the piece scarves, but here, something's got mixed up.
Now, what you see is, anything the kids did, they wrote the script for. Karen and I did not tell them what they had to say. We did brainstorming just like we did here. And we would take their ideas, and then we would write it up and give it to them. If the kids, this will blow your mind.
This is from Narnia today, yesterday and today, for the script for what we are doing Wednesday night. After page. And this is just 10 kids. So somehow we have to get that coordinated together by tomorrow.
They had to do research. These kids have to do research. I mean, we make them work. We do not give it to them.
Okay. Oh, this was a center. What we did, and this is a visual, we didn't have colored paper. And originally, these doll people would be better with colored people, but we took some of Martin Luther King's statements. This was for Martin Luther King's birthday.
No, Karen, that wasn't happening.
This is Martin Luther King's birthday.
Yeah, but we put a white paper and we backed it on the colored paper because the kids weren't writing well enough for the color to come out.
Yeah.
You're right.
No, and so we outlined it.
Okay.
We outlined with different colors.
Well, we've done it all these different ways.
We did it different ways, but I have a dream that all people are created equal, and so we had all the kids had written all these things out first. Here's a better one. Brotherhood, hope, struggle, peace.
Zalachan struggle.
And then I think this next group you'll see. Now here we are. This is Pastor Ron.
Can you see?
And the kids are standing up in front. They got used to being out in front of people, but this was one of the first times we've been there, and the kids are just, they set up the art altar before. That's kind of dark there. But here they are, come marching in. They have their own peace scarves on right there. I recognize somebody right there.
See, they made the peace scarves, and we wore them, and then we presented them. The kids presented them to other kids in their congregation.
And see, you can see some of the stuff that came up from behind.
Wait till.
Okay. And so the kids are standing up there. This was the altar that we took, and they took it in and set it up for the church. And Ted is in the background kind of helping them. And they got all set up. We have, there's a little one. There's isn't that cute? And then we had somebody that had communion there with them.
And the kids were part of the communion. They helped with the service. They helped. There's Ted tying a scarf.
Who's that?
Nico.
Nico.
There's Ryan got, who is that?
James. His name is James.
James. Ryan put the first peace scarf on.
Yeah, flipped my face. And then they're all trying to find the kids to do this.
Pedro Marcelo. CJ.
Oh, yeah.
George. Is that George?
George.
Does he still have his peace scarf?
Yes.
Oh, look at that. Isn't that adorable picture? Oh, there's Nicole.
There's Shelly Fitz.
Yeah. And so there. But it was a wonderful day.
Mission.
The Go House.
And then they got up and sang.
It was okay. Oh, we sang, but what did we sang?
I can't remember.
Okay. We the kids sang.
Again, we're sorry, Chris.
I think this might be it.
Okay. Oh,
this was back when
this goes into our public play. What we did is we sat in the pastor's office and tried to get all the taping done that morning so the kids wouldn't have to fiddle with a microphone or speaking out behind a puppet stage. And you hear all these little rattlings. And so we're going to do this again Thursday night. We're going to have the script written out. The kids can read the script, but it will be taped. So it'll go faster instead of, you know, if there's so much rustling with people back and forth that we figure we'll probably save 10 to 15 minutes by putting it on tape, and then it goes faster so the kids don't get all restless.
All they have to do is manipulate their puppet.
The puppet. Oh, and this is our pianist, and she worked with the kids with the music. She's wonderful. They're singing. Kids are so young. Okay, I was trying to, oh, this is, there was one last thing. Oh, this was signing. Okay, now these are some of our puppets that we made. Now, can anybody guess who this one might be? The first one over here.
Roll.
It might, no, it, there's another woman.
Harriet Tubman.
Yeah. Harriet, that's Harriet Tubman. In the blue.
Who's the blue?
No, that was Mary, the Mother of Jesus. Because I always think of her in blue, and I can't remember who the other one is over there. I think that might be, they might be Gorbachev or something.
Yeah, we had
no,
Gorbachev.
I don't know who that is. Oh, look at that. I pulled those out, I thought.
Okay.
Now, these are some more puppets. We also talked about service, and so one Sunday after church, all the kids worked around the church outside and cleaning up the lawns. But these are some of our puppets here.
This is?
Yes.
No.
Martin Luther King, yeah! We didn't have to do too much.
This is?
Yes! Oh, God!
Oh, darn!
Now, don't
look at it. Okay, this is?
It could be. That's a close one.
Who is
Mother Teresa?
That was Jesus, I think.
Oh,
I think
no,
they
was
did.
That Mother Teresa?
No, Mother Teresa was in the death.
Oh, okay. This is, you might, who is this?
Tate.
When we first started brainstorming, it was so funny to Karen and I because the kids were serious. And we said, now who do you think a leader is? You know, somebody, Okay, we start brainstorming, and just nonchalantly, someone said, Ted Johnstone, yes, Ted. Oh, it's Jesus, yeah, Jesus. Gorbachev, oh, yeah. We didn't know it would come out that way. Honestly, we didn't. We thought, oh, biblically, they'll do all the right things. Well, they came up with this. Well, you can see, this is the scary part. Oh, my gosh, it's different. This isn't how we thought it would come out. So, look at how it went, and the kids did it.
But for them to understand that, Ted Johnstone works at the school at Lister, and he is a very prominent leader to a lot of the kids. He is really into their lives. He knows every one of those kids by name, and you know, if they have a problem, he's the one they go to. And so to them, he is a very competent
leader. And that was Ryan who brought that up, and that was just like innocently, like, of course, Ted.
Yeah.
You know, so when Ryan made this puppet, that really is almost how Ted looks. That's great. And they were over for dinner one night, and Ryan came up and presented Ted with his puppet. Well, you can imagine if you had a child make a puppet after you, and you were presented before a church, and presented in front of a group at Holden, you've got to feel pretty special. Okay, and the last one.
I think that was a child.
The child of the future.
But then the thing in the middle. Was the kids at the very beginning? Now, one of the girls said, "Now this is." Well, one of the girls had said, "Well, what about God?"
At the very end,
and so there was a light inside of that, and that's how it started.
Oh, we're not done.
Here are some more puppets lined up. Then here we have our.
Would you please consider coming to our last session on Friday, and we will try to wrap it up. I think. Thank you for coming.
What time on Friday?
4:00. And let's start on time. And we'll pick up from where we are and push it a little bit more, maybe get you a little bit more involved was our goal.
Thank you. Well, I think that was it on slides. And we have videos, too, if anybody is interested. And
I want to take a look at your materials, though. Like I said, this sounds wonderful.
Oh, neat!
Wish you could come to our church.
No,
you
can do
this. I gotta get infused with your energy.
Well, you have your phones around.
Yeah.
Well, can you come on Friday?
Yeah.
Oh, good. What? I'll set everything out so you can go and see the try to see the processes.
Yeah.
Okay. Great. That'll be great.
One other quick question I didn't want to ask here.
No.
Who are you taking these kids used to this wonderful program? The sixth grade still sort of?
Well, yeah. The design rate's a little bit different. You know, that they're more, Karen, they get together and do activity skating and
trip
type.
And then, do you still have a 3-year confirmation?
We're going 3-year confirmation now.
We've had it in our church, and it's just dead. It's so dead. And now all of a sudden, I'm interested since my daughter is going
to
be entering.
Have to go into it.
And I'd like to have them for all the curriculum and do service projects.
Yes.
So this might not apply.
Well, this is. I'm going to go to it right now. The puppet play actually works better. I think it's a little bit better for older kids because they have the intellectual.
Yeah.
This dialogue, they're going with much more detailed dialogue than we did before. I mean, but look at this stuff.
These kids have come up with.
And they talk to people, but they've really got some really neat.
This is equivalent to 4th, 5th, 6th grade.
This was 4th and 5th and 6th grade. We had some of the 6th graders coming back the following year. If we needed something done, they would come back with us because they had the leadership.
But this production tomorrow night now
is 4th, 5th. Basically 6th, 7th, 8th, 6th, 7th. Mostly 6th, 7th. Some fifth graders. We have some of the more mature fifth graders with us. But it's really fun to see the kids just really excited.
Oh, yeah.
This was our last one that we did, and we should probably make copies of.
Well, one thing I was going to ask, that when they do stuff in color, and then you reproduce and get multiple books to pass out, you lose the effect of color, don't you?
Well, what we did with this book, the kids did their pictures. And originally what we wanted to do, and then the kids just colored in on their own when you do the books of it. Ideally what you would do is draw the outline and then each child would take their page and color it for everybody. It takes a lot of time, though. So we didn't do it.
So would you end up with only one book then?
You could, yeah. You could end up with one book. Each kid would have gotten the other. But we had one where they did their own, like this.
Yeah.
Ideally, what would have happened is that the person that did this page right here would have done this, drawn the picture, and then we'd reproduce it, and then they would color pictures for 10 different people.
10 different, they yeah. 10 pictures. And
10 pictures 10 in color. Yeah, and then you can okay, do the same with it. That's the best way to have it work.
Yeah, because
but you don't always have time.
Color is so important.
Yeah, and you could add the glitter. I mean, you can do lots of different things with it. We didn't have the time to do that, but that's the way the best thing would have been done.
Mm-hmm. Okay.